即係要俾啲像新加坡咧，佢喺新加坡講英文、講國語，佢好辛苦講廣東話，我哋鼓勵下佢係咪？佢走咗去隔離教小朋友，佢鼓勵佢冇效。give some encouragement to Paul, but he went to the other side anyway. 我哋一齊打開聖經，我哋睇創世記。40:41. Turn in our Bibles, we're going to look at Genesis chapter 40 and 41. 我们今天要继续看上个星期开始认识约瑟的生平。他上次见到他所遭遇的不好的事。Today we're going to continue looking at the life of Joseph, and last week we saw that he had some very bad experiences.他的兄弟就出賣他，他做奴隸。His brothers sold him into slavery. 然後呢，他被冤枉坐無限期的監。And then he was put in prison unjustly without a sentence. 但我們見到他呢，遇到這些事呢，就沒有自暴自棄，沒有消極。But even though he met these things, he was not just giving up. He didn'twaste his life. He continued with a good attitude.
即有人呢，可能佢会讲命运安排。
And many Chinese will say, maybe this is my fate in life.
跟住因为命运安排咗呢，就係即白白接受。
And because you think it's your fate in life, and then you just accept it.
係咪呢个叫咩？逆流順受係咪咁？逆流順受但係我哋睇到約瑟絕對唔係咁樣。
But Joseph was not like that。
佢咧就有一個嘅一個好強一個嘅生命力。
And he had a very strong desire to go on。
咁啊，因為佢相信咧神係掌管生命。
Because he believes that God is in charge of life.
他相信有一位真神，所以无论他遇到什么逆境，无论遇到什么困难的时候，他都是相信神在当中是有办法去掌管他生命。
And so even though he met all sorts of difficulties and struggles and trials, he knew that God was with him and God had a way out.
所以我们今天呢，我要认识到神呢怎样解决约瑟这个困难。
And so today we're going to look at how God helped Joseph to get out of this trouble.
神一早呢是有个计划。
And God had a plan.
咁约瑟一路信服神呢，佢是相信神会实现这个计划。
And Joseph believed that God, as he trusted in God, that God would fulfill his plan and his purpose.
当我们认识神的时候呢，我们相信神会将好多事配合起来呢，为你有益处，好似头先个经文一样。
And I believe that as we trust in God, that God will bring all things together in our lives for our good, like the scripture that we just read.
神做啲嘢好厉害。God is an awesome God. 神呢，甚至皇帝要听佢话。
And even kings need to listen to God.
喺呢个星期咧，我哋预备紧一个嘅文件，因为有一啲嘅事情就需要同政府去预备一个文件。
And this last week, I've been preparing some documents for the government.
当我一路睇紧呢个嘅经文嘅时候，谂过澳门嘅政府一啲嘅需要嘅时候
，and as I've been preparing these documents and thinking about the Macau government，
我心谂我嘅神有几大，神可唔可以乜事都做得到
？I've been thinking how big is God? How big is my God? And is He able to do everything and anything？
你知唔知呢？神唔会令你失望。
God will never disappoint us.
人不能，神绝对能。 And where man is unable, God is able. 人会失败，神会失败。People will fail, but God never fails. 人会无能，但神系全能。People are unable, but God is able and all powerful. 人有限，但神无限。And people are limited, but God is unlimited. So, 我哋今日睇到神点样帮助约瑟，我哋可以更加明白神呢个无限嘅力量系可以真系喺我哋生命里边帮我哋解决一切嘅困难。And so, as we look at the life of Joseph today, we can see how God is unlimited, and with His mighty power, He can come to our life today and help us in our situation. 神可以改变环境。神可以改变政府，神可以改变我哋嘅内心。And God can change governments, God can change circumstances, and God can change our inner heart. So let's look at Genesis chapter 40, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to 5.
我哋睇创世记四十章，我哋读第一节至到第五节。你话这是以后埃及王的酒政。和善长得罪了他们的主人埃及王法老就恼怒酒精和善长这二神把他们下罪护卫长父内的监里就是约瑟被囚的地方护卫长把他们交给约瑟约瑟便侍候他们他们有些日子在监里被囚罪监之埃及王的酒政和善长二人同夜各做一梦，各梦都有讲解。一齐低头祈祷。Let's pray。
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，求你透过今日嘅经文，俾我哋认识到你点样配合啲事情，系帮到约瑟，俾到佢可以咧，即系好奇妙咁样，唔单止系。解決佢嘅困難，脱離呢個冤枉監獄嘅，但亦都係俾到佢係可以升到高位。所以我哋願意你今日喺我哋嘅當中去彰顯，願孩子可以好釋放，將你嘅道講出嚟。我哋多謝主聽你禱告，奉耶穌名求。今日我哋嘅主題個叫從監獄到王位。Today our topic is called From the Dungeon to the Throne。嗰個分三段嚟分享咧，我想講你聽嘅三段咧。And we're going to look at three parts today。第一部分咧叫夜夢成真，預備救恩。First part is dreams in prison, God's provision。第二部分咧，懼怕的王，神更加爽。And second part, Pharaoh's fright, God's delight。第三部分呢苦难不记欲得欲成器 And the third part we'll look at is All toil forgotten Fruit isn't rotten
为什么有这三部分呢一路讲一路解释呢夜间的梦是要成真预备神的救恩夜梦成真预备救恩
So first we look at dreams in prison, God's provision. 咁我见到咧，约瑟喺监狱里边冤枉坐监一段时间，忽然之间呢两个系王位嘅，系接近皇帝嘅最接近嘅人咧，一个酒政咧，即系皇帝食啲乜嘢饮啲乜嘢，都系呢个酒政要拎俾佢，同埋佢要试饮先。咁啊，佢两个入嚟。是跟約瑟一起坐監第二個就是這個善長即是主菜大廚是不是可能皇帝想著有人要毒死他一是這兩個人是但一個的不知道哪一個查出清楚兩個都拋入監獄裡面、So we see God's provision is these two people very close to the king the butler and the cook you know and they're the ones that take care of the king, you know, they cook the food, and if there's poison in it, you know, the butler has to be the one to taste it. And maybe somebody wanted to kill the king, the pharaoh, and so he thought it was one of these two guys, and he throws him in prison. 如果是人去配合呢，若瑟有什么可能呢？一个希伯来人在一个 外国的监狱，又是奴隶身份，又是冤枉坐监没限期的，没办法出路。但是神为他预备了这两位救星。And how could you imagine that here is Joseph, a Hebrew in a foreign land. He's been sold into slavery. He's been falsely accused. He's in prison for an unlimited time with no way to get out. And then God sends him two messengers, two angels, who are close to the king.
看到神就很奇妙。见到这个约瑟呢，他就在监狱里面是都很积极。很主动，他没有自暴自弃。
And here we see Joseph as he's in the prison, you know, and he's still being faithful and diligent in all that he's doing.
约瑟呢，就因为他在监狱里面可以做这个，如果澳门我们叫央妹，就是去服侍即其他监狱的人。
And Joseph had the job, you know, he's taking care of other inmates, you know, he's got a special privileges, so he can go probably from cell to cell and talk to people.
So he could 可能由一个监仓去到一个监仓都可以同其他犯人去倾下偈。咁神都系预备咗呢两个人同一晚发一个梦。
And so these two guys, they both had a dream.
咁佢喺度又讨论紧啲梦嘅，佢又唔知道啲梦嘅咩意思。
And as they're talking about the dream, they don't know what it means.
神背后呢安排了他发梦。
And it was God who gave them this dream.
Now, 我可能你发过一些的梦，你觉得是没什么，但这两个人呢，那个梦呢，他拗晒头，他觉得是非常之有意思。
And maybe you've had dreams and you don't think much of your dreams, but these guys had a dream and it was really bothering them. They thought it had a meaning and they wanted to know the meaning.
约瑟呢就因为佢可以解梦咧，佢就同佢讲啊，俾我知道你个梦。你睇第六节至到第十一节。
And Joseph, you know, he had the way of interpreting dreams, and so he told these guys, "Hey, tell me your dream." So look in verse 6 to 11 and see what Joseph says.
到了早晨，约瑟进到他们那里，见他们有守门的样子，他便问法老二神。就是与他同囚在他主人妇女的说，他们今日为什么面带受容呢？
坐近监当然不开心。
他们对他说，我们各人做了一梦，没有人能解。约瑟说，解梦不是出于神吗？请你们将梦告诉我。就正便将他的梦告诉约瑟说：我梦见我面前有一棵葡萄树，树上有三根枝子，好像发了芽，开了花，上头的葡萄都成熟了。法老的杯在我手中，就拿葡萄找在法老的杯里，将杯递在他手中。
嗱，呢样我见到，即系佢讲个梦俾约瑟听，两个人咧同一时间发咗梦。And so here the first guy tells Joseph his dream, but two guys had dreams.
嗱，但系留意下约瑟点样讲，佢话神咧系可以解梦。
But Joseph said God can interpret dreams.
所以约瑟有个信心，佢个梦咧唔系普通嘅梦。
So Joseph had the faith that what these two guys dreamed was not a normal dream. He believed that God was doing something.
约瑟相信神喺背后做紧嘢咧，神系有个计划。所以俾机会约瑟好强调呢个出于神。
And so Joseph believed that God was doing something, and God gave an opportunity to Joseph. And Joseph said, "It's God who can give the interpretation."
嗱，呢一句咧令到我哋相信约瑟嘅信心。
And from this one statement, I believe that Joseph had faith.
因为佢经历咁多不幸嘅事情，但系佢仍然爱神，仍然相信神，佢冇埋怨，佢抱住一个爱神嘅心，
同埋信神嘅心。And even though he's been through all these difficulties and all these trials, he still believed in God. He still loved God. He didn't have bitterness. He didn't have anger against God. He trusted in God.
呢个表示呢，虽然约瑟喺监狱里边呢，佢保持亲近神。
And that tells me that even though he was in prison, he was still faithful to come close to God.
我相信约瑟喺监狱里边呢，日日都祈祷嘅。
And I believe that even though Joseph was in prison, he prayed every day.
但我相信佢冇圣经读啊，但系佢心里边会同神亲近。
And I'm sure he didn't have a Bible with him, being sold as a slave. But he, in his heart, he was diligent to keep close to God.
在你的困难里面，你会不会保持与神一个好好的关系呢？
And will you stay close to God when you go in trials and tribulations?
你可不可以因为你遇到逆境的时候，一些不开心的事情的时候呢，可以继续说，神我相信你在我背后与我同在。
And can you say to God that even when you're going in trials and things aren't going the right way and you're unhappy with your circumstances, can you say, God, I believe that you're in control. I trust in you. And Joseph was like that. Let's continue looking in verse 12 to 15.
我们继续看12节至15节。约瑟对他说，他所做的梦是这样解。三更之子就是三天，三天之内法老必提你出监，叫你官复原职，你仍要递杯在法老的手中，和先前作他的酒证一样。但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，教我出这监牢，我实在是从希伯来人之地被掳来的，我在这里也没有做什么，叫他们把我下在监。
那瑞约瑟呢？佢系解咗梦咧，佢就系趁机会，喂，你复职嘅时候纪念我嘅。
And so after Joseph, you know, interprets the dream, then he says, "Hey, you know, remember me? You know, I'm in here, you know, and all that stuff." He gives him a story.
留意约瑟点样解梦。Take a look at how Joseph interpreted the dream.
要好小心啊！佢就系冇加任何属灵嘅意义喺度。
He didn't insert any special spiritual meanings into the dream.
约瑟呢就系照梦嚟解翻个意思系乜嘢。
He only told what the meaning of the dream was.
我睇到呢个系直接啦，佢又好清楚，净系睇到简单嘅道理，就系讲出简单嘅道理。
And he gave a very direct and very simple interpretation.
当我睇到呢个，我谂到我哋有时睇圣经，我哋点解经嘅。
And as I'm thinking about this, I think, how do we usually interpret the Bible?
你知道有啲人咧解经咧就搞到好复杂。
And some people make interpreting the Bible really difficult.
他用很多属灵的比喻的，可能他比喻到这个葡萄等于什么，榨酒就有圣灵出来，有皇帝的王，即是回到天上。
And maybe they'll interpret, you know, they say, oh, you know, this is the grapes mean the Holy Spirit, you know, and you get the fruit of the vine, you know, and you get in, and then, you know, you go in the king in front, you know, that means you're going to go to heaven. They make it all strange and weird, you know.
他令他很古灵精怪呢，没有这样的意思。佢意思就係三日後你翻去復職噶嘛，直接簡單。咁我哋解經咧，有一個重要嘅地方要明白，簡單嘅解釋通常係啱嘅解釋，係咪
？And as we interpret the Bible, you know, let's just remember a basic principle: the simple interpretation is usually the correct one, the basic interpretation.Don't get it all strange and weird and all messed up.
神俾约瑟解梦嘅恩赐。
And God gave Joseph the gift of interpreting dreams.
但这两个梦是由神来的，不是他自己发出来。
But these dreams were given by God. They didn't just dream them on their own. So God was doing something. So God has the ability to give somebody a dream and the ability to give somebody else the interpretation of the dream.
所以神有这个能力就是将一个人可以发梦，亦都可以令到另一个人去明白那个梦的意思。因为神要透过这个方法被约瑟一个机会出监。Because
God wanted to give, through this method, get Joseph out of prison.
那第二个人就讲他的梦是16至21节，22节。And
the second guy told his dream because he thought, man, this is great. So from verse 16 to 22,
善长见梦解得好，就对约瑟说：我在梦中遇见我头上顶着三蓝白饼，极上的男子女有为法老烤的各样美食物，有飞鸟来吃我头上男子女的食物。约瑟说：你的梦是这样解，三个男子就是三天。 三天之内，法老必斩断你的头，把你挂在木头上，必有飞鸟来吃你的身上的肉。到了第三天，是法老的日生日，他为众臣仆摆设筵席，把酒正和膳长提出监来，使酒正官服原职，他仍旧递杯在法老手中。 但把善长挂起来，正如约瑟向他所解的话。那弟兄姊妹，我哋睇得到约瑟讲解嘅梦系一模一样，系咁样发生。And
so we see that the way that Joseph interpreted the dream, it came out. Now, the second result was not the same as the first.
第二个梦嘅结果咧，同第一个梦唔一样嘅。所以第二个人咧，佢以为咧讲约瑟听都系有好嘅结果。
And so the baker thought, well, if I tell Joseph my dream, I'm going to have a good result too.
但可惜我们看得到不是这样，他有坏的消息。But
the result is that this guy had a bad answer. He didn't like the answer.
但你看约瑟呢，他讲解呢，是有先知之能。And
as Joseph was interpreting the dream, he's like a prophet of God. 所以他要将神的话。
是就是，不是就不是。And
so he speaks out the word of God, how the way that God gives it to him.
佢唔可以自己弯曲个消息，佢唔可以改编嘅。He
can't change it. He can't shift it or twist it.
所以约瑟呢，有好嘅消息或者坏消息都要照直讲。And
so Joseph, if it's a good result or a bad result, he still has to give out the answer.
好似我呢个令到我谂到神初初呼召撒母耳，就系咁样。And
this makes me think of when God first called Samuel. And you might remember when God called Samuel, who was a little boy, and God called him in the night, Samuel, Samuel.
可能你记得神初初呼召撒母耳呢？佢系小朋友嘅时候，佢瞓紧觉，神同佢讲撒母耳，撒母耳。跟住呢，喺撒母耳记上第3章15节至17节呢，神系同撒母耳讲个说话，系关于以。 以利嗰个嘅家庭，但系唔好消息，撒母耳唔系好想讲出嚟俾以利听。And
so God told Samuel a message about Eli's family, but Samuel was afraid to tell Eli what God had told him. And so in verse 15 to 17, this is what happened.
喺撒母耳记上3章15节，你唔使翻睇，我读俾你听。
15节话：撒母耳睡到天亮，就开了耶和华的殿门，不敢将默示告诉以利。以利呼唤撒母耳说：我儿撒母耳。撒母耳回答说：我在这里。以利说：耶和华对你说什么？你不要向我隐瞒。你若将神对我你所说的隐瞒一句。
And so Eli said to Samuel, you know, don't hide anything that God has told you.
whatever you hide, if you hide it, then God will put the punishment on you. So we see the 約瑟又是一樣, 好的消息, 壞的消息, 照講, 這個是先知之能的, And so Joseph was the same way. Good answer, bad answer, he gives it out. It's a prophet's way of moving here.
即是講到這一點呢,講到現代教會有啲教會呢,唔鍾意講啲唔好聽嘅訊息嘅。
And this makes me think, you know, there's some churches in modern days that don't like to teach certain messages to people.
佢鍾意講嗰啲嘅聖經呢，就係令到人好好聽嘅，即係好動聽嘅，令到人好開心，就係講神愛你，你係寶貴，你係神嘅眼裏邊係特別嘅，你係未來嘅將來，對隔離左右啲人講，你好嘢，跟住對隔離左右啲人講，你好嘢，你掂，你勁，哇，令到我哋好開心，我真係好開心。
You know, there are churches that, you know, just tell people, you know, they don't like to tell the whole truth. They just like to tell the truth that edify and get people happy, you know, make people think, oh, God loves you so much. You know, you're so precious. You know, you're the future, you know, you're the hope of our city. You know, tell the people next to you that you're the hope of the city. You're the hope of the city. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tell the people that you're so good. Oh, yeah, you're so good. Oh, yeah, you're so powerful. Yeah, you're so powerful. You know, get them all excited.
We want seeker-friendly churches. 我叫嗰啲尋找者嘅教會，或者叫尋找友誼嘅教會，即係絕對唔會講一啲即係你犯罪要悔改嘅信息。And
they won't tell you that you're a sinner and you need to repent of your sins. 唔會話佢聽一啲嘅警告嘅，你行緊嘅路係危險，你要小心。And they won't tell them any warnings that you know you're walking this path, you're going to meet trouble.
但係聖經咧。 傳遞嘅福音就係有安慰，亦都有警告。But
the full gospel has blessing and it also has warning.
我哋做神嘅牧者係一定要傳遞嘅福音講出嚟。And
so as the messenger of God's word, we must preach the full gospel. And the full gospel is blessing with warning, heaven and hell.
傳遞嘅福音有祝福，亦都有警告，有天堂，亦都有地獄。所以有啲人唔中意聽，一講到嗰啲，你令我唔舒服啊！係咪我令到你唔舒服，定係聖經神嘅話語令到你唔舒服？
And some people don't like to hear certain messages. Oh, I don't like that message. It doesn't make me happy. Well, is it me making you unhappy, or is it the Word of God making you unhappy? Because if it's in the Word of God, then we need to put it in our heart.
如果是神的话语，我们要听的。所以约瑟就是这样，他照直说的，他没有介意，好消息、坏消息照说。And
so Joseph was like that, the good message, the bad message, it's God's word, I'm going to give it out.
3天之后，真的发生了。And
3 days later, it came to pass.
证明到呢，约瑟就真的从神解梦。
And that proved that Joseph was interpreting under the inspiration of God because it came to pass.
但你看40章23節。But
look at verse 23.
酒精卻不記念約瑟，竟忘了他。41章第1節，過了兩年，法老做亡。
And in verse 1 of Chapter 41, the waiter forgot Joseph, and 2 years later, the Pharaoh had a dream.
你說約瑟在監獄裡多久呢？這兩個人入監之前呢，我不知道他們在監獄裡多久，一年兩年三年不知道，但這兩個人出監之後，約瑟還在等兩年，辛不辛苦？
How long was Joseph in prison? We don't know. Was he in prison for 1, 2, 3 years before these two guys got put in prison? But we do know that he was in there for 2 years after they got out. They both were let out. One was killed and the other one was restored, but they both got out of prison.
我们看第二点, let's look at the second point.
惧怕的王，神更加爽。This is Pharaoh's fright, God's delight.
那法老呢？跟住又发一个梦啊！法老发个梦咧，就系、是、又系令到佢好唔开心啊。
So look at chapter 41, verse 2 to 8.
我哋睇41章第二节至到第八节。法老发咗个梦，有七只母牛从河里上来，又美好又肥壮，做芦苇中吃草。随后又有七只母牛从河里上来，又丑陋又干瘦，与那七只母牛一同站在河边。这又丑陋又干瘦的七只母牛吃尽了那又美好又肥壮的七只母牛，法老就醒了，他又睡着，第二回做梦，梦见一伙麦子长了七个穗子，又肥又佳美，随后又长了七个穗子，又细弱，又被东风吹照了。这细弱的穗子吞了那七个又肥大又饱满的穗子。法老醒了，不料是一个梦。到了早晨，法老心里不安，就差人召了埃及所有的术士和博士来。法老就把所做的梦告诉他们，却没有人能给法老缘解。
所以法老呢，他见到这两个梦呢，即是他知道不是普通梦。 And as Pharaoh saw these two dreams, he knew they were not normal dreams.
当时埃及人呢，非常之迷信。 And the Egyptians at that time were very superstitious. 他就认为呢，梦是有神给他的。
And so they believed that dreams come from God.
所以他是见到这两个梦，他很不安啊。他心情里面一定要找些人来解梦啊。
And so after he saw these dreams, he was so unhappy, I'd have to get somebody to interpret the dream.
但是他的玩法术啊，占卜啊，那些的像星座等等那些，没有一个帮他解梦。
And so all of those, what are they, astrologers, necromancers, using black magic or whatever sorcerers, whatever method they tried, nobody could interpret his dream.
点解呢？因为神俾佢解到个梦。
Because God, the reason they couldn't do it is because God didn't let them interpret it. We look at it and we might think, hey man, that's not so hard to interpret. I can say, yeah, 7 years, seven, you know, good years, seven bad years. But God blinded their eyes.
But
God was preparing a way for Joseph to get out of prison, so God was preparing it so Joseph would be the only one who could interpret the dream.
神是为约瑟预备出监的机会，所以只有约瑟可以解到这个梦。在第九节和第十节，
Look in verse 9 and 10.
那时酒正对法老说，今想起我的罪来，从前法老恼怒神仆，把我和善长下在护卫长父来的监里等等等等等。
And so he starts telling the story. Oh, now I remember my sin when you put me in prison.
酒正唔记得，但系神有佢嘅安排。
And the waiter forgot, but God had a plan.
神要将呢啲事配合好嘅。就是给约瑟有机会。
And so God is moving all these circumstances and putting it together for Joseph to get out of prison.
那如果酒正早点呢，就是将约瑟的事给法老听，会有什么后果？
Now let's see the waiter told Pharaoh about Joseph earlier. What would have happened?
有可能法老不理嘅。
Maybe the Pharaoh wouldn't have done anything. 或者佢係放藥室走嘅。咁藥室就返屋企喎。And maybe he would have let Joseph out of prison and then Joseph would have gone home.
但係下半故事呢? 不会发生.
But if he'd let Joseph go home, the second part of the story would never have happened. If he had heard about Joseph before the right time, maybe when it came time to hear about Joseph, he wouldn't have given him the time of day.
如果他太早听到药室的事在监狱里面，但他不采药室，或者到真真正正需要知道药室这个能力的时候，他就不理。
所以神的配合是刚刚好。And so God's arrangement is perfect. 弟兄姊妹，我们是背后看到发生的事，我们容易明白，我现在看得到，这样发生，这样发生，我现在明白。And so in hindsight, when we look at the things, we say, oh yeah, I can see how that worked out.
但当你在困难当中的时候，你要再等两年白坐监的时候， 你仲等两年喺呢个嘅困苦嘅时候， 你系咪睇到神嘅恩手有佢嘅意思？
But you know, when you're going through the midst of the trial and you're in it, and you're spending 2 extra years in prison, you're spending 2 extra years in this difficulty, and you're saying, why? Can you see how God's hand is working it and putting it all together?
若失被我们看得到，神将这些事情配合起来，有他的意思。今天在你的生命，神是配合什么事？
And so today in your life, what is God doing behind the scenes for your benefit? Can you see what he's doing? I bet not.
今天神在你生命里为你预备的事，你看不看到神在做什么？我相信你看不到。但是等候信靠呢，
But as you continue to trust and wait on the Lord, one day you will see what God is doing. One day it will make sense.
有一天你会看到神在做什么，有一天你会觉得是通了，是最好的。神的方法是这样。
Let's look at verse 14 to 16. 我们跳到14节至16节。法老
逐即差人去召约室，他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头换衣服衣裳进到法老面前。法老对约室说：我做了一梦，没有人能解。我听见人说你听了梦 就能解。约瑟回答说：这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。And
so here again, Joseph says, yes, I cannot interpret dreams, but God can do it.
约瑟就再承认，不是他可以，而是神可以解梦。
他看到约瑟终于可以出监狱，他就一点都不怕丑，他是很大胆。And as Joseph just gets out of prison, you know, he cleans himself up, but he's not being shy.
他可以有一种心态，我是外国人，我是被卖做奴隶，我是冤枉坐监，耷低头，皇帝啊，我可怜啊。
You know, he can come out of prison. He can say, "Hey, I've been sold in this slavery. I'm a Hebrew. I've been in prison. You know, I can't do this." But he was bold and he was assured that God was with him, and he could speak boldly what God told him to speak.
他可以大胆讲到神嘅信息。 我们要学这个约瑟。
We need to learn from Joseph and be bold even when you're standing in front of the king. 这个是法老王哦，他是当时世界最有权最大的国家，强国啊，古老的国家，埃及是最劲，是不是？这个的约瑟就大胆站在他面前。You know, in the old times, you know, Egypt was the most powerful nation in the world. And here's this guy coming out of slavery and standing boldly in front of him. Now, 约瑟是这样，摩西是这样，但以利是这样，保罗都是这样。In the Bible, we see that Joseph is like this. Moses, Daniel, and Paul were all bold as they stood before kings. 我们再跳到25至27节。And let's skip down to verse 25 and 27. 约瑟对法老说，法老的梦乃是一个，神已将所要做的事指示法老了。七只母牛是七年，七个好位子也是七年。这梦乃是一个，那最后上来的七只又干瘦又丑陋的母牛是七年，那七个空虚被东风吹焦的位置也是七年，都是七个方年。所以两个梦是同一个意思，同一个事实。神就是用两个梦是重复讲的意思，就要加强的意思。So the two dreams are telling the same story. God repeated it in a different way for emphasis. 七年丰收，跟住呢七年饥荒。约瑟解咗呢个梦呢，即系好奇妙呢。佢解咗梦，皇帝又相信。And Joseph interpreted the dream, and the king believed it. It's kind of amazing.我相信他信呢，因为他相信第一，这个梦是一个即迷信的梦，是他信是神要跟他讲嘢。I believe that he believed the interpretation because first he believed that the dream was from God, that God was trying to tell him something. 第二呢，他信呢，因为没人能够解梦，但这个约瑟是出来解梦。And the second he believed it because nobody could interpret it, but Joseph did. 同埋你睇到约瑟的解法呢，就好通喎，系喎。但是当他信这个解梦的方式呢，他也都要相信真的会有七年的丰收，跟着七年的饥荒。And as we look at how he interpreted the dream, then the king has to believe that there's going to be 7 years of prosperity and then 7 years of famine. 14年后的。你信不信呢？如果是你，你会不会信呢？If it was you, would you believe this guy getting out of prison? Hey, we're going to have 14 years, telling me 14 years of future? I think a lot of people wouldn't believe that, but the Pharaoh believed it. A lot of people wouldn't believe that, but this Pharaoh believed it. 我们跳到28节，我们读到38。And I'm going to read from verse 28 to 38. 这就是我对法老说，神已将所要做的事显然给法老，埃及遍地必来七个大丰年，最后又要七个荒年。对唔住，跳到33节。所以法老当选择一个聪明有智慧的人，派他治理埃及地。法老当这样行，又派官员管理这地。当七年的丰收时候，净收埃及地的五分之一，叫他们把将来丰年一切的粮食聚建起来，蓄蓄五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。所蓄蓄的粮食可以预备埃及地将来的七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。法老和他一切臣仆都以这事为妙。法老对臣仆说：像这样的人 有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？所以留意一下呢，约瑟不单止解梦，他被建议就应该这样做。
Joseph not only interpreted the dream, then he gave a suggestion, a very wise suggestion on what to do.
所以法老就相信约瑟，跟着叫他做，叫他做。在39节，
And so the Pharaoh believed, and look at 39 to 45.
法老对约瑟说，神既将这事都指示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧，你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。法老又对约瑟说，我派你治理埃及全地。法老就摘下手上打印的戒指，戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他颈项上，叫约瑟坐他的副车，喝到他在前副叫说：跪下！这样法老派他治理全埃及地，等等等等等等。哇！神嘅奇妙嘅方法，将呢事情合起嚟。God's awesome way of working things out, putting Joseph from the prison, from the dungeon to the throne. 神就将约瑟从监牢升到王位，全埃及约瑟成为第二，只有法老王是他之上。弟兄姊妹，我们很快看完第三点，苦难不记约夺约成器。So we need to look very quickly at our final point. All toil forgotten, fruit isn't rotten. 神使到约瑟忘记他这么多的苦难，有七年的丰收，他做皇帝，即是可以说他做皇帝等于皇帝，但是在那七年期间呢，神是抹干他一切的眼泪，使到他忘记被奴做奴隶，忘记监狱的痛苦。
And so that seven years of prosperity, God is working in Joseph in helping him to forget the pain of being sold as a slave, forget the pain of being in prison.
神是将他升到王位，他就是有地有丰收，灵有丰收。
And as God raised him up, the land was prosperous, but Joseph in his heart was prosperous.
你只是读一读46节，只有47节。Look at verse 46 and 47. 约瑟见埃及王法老的时候，年30岁。他从法老面前出去，遍行埃及全地。七个丰收之年，地的出产极丰极盛。跳到51节
，and look at verse 51。约瑟给长子起名叫马拿西，就是使之忘了的意思，因为他说，神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。
God caused me to forget all the pain from my father's house. 弟兄姊妹，你可不可以有神帮你忘记你背后这么多痛苦？你可不可以因为你经过这个痛苦之后，我想我们的痛苦哪个有约瑟这么大的，但是因为神将他升起神的恩典底下，他就是忘记，神使我忘记了一切困苦。
Can you forget the pain of the past? I don't think anybody here has had more pain than Joseph had. And yet, as God prospered him, as God raised him up, he was able to say, God has made me to forget the pain.
神的医治是这么奇妙， and God's healing is like that. 我们可能经历到很多不幸、不唔开心、咁多痛苦，但是神要在你心里边医治你，俾你忘记。You know, we have been through so many troubles, but God wants to go into your heart and heal the pain, take away the scar. 神是医治弱失的痛苦。他升到王位，但很多人升到王位还带着包袱，那个苦劫一样在这里。And even though Joseph raised to the throne, there are some people that are raised up, but they still have bitterness inside. And that bitterness is rotten and eats them away. But in Joseph's case, God took it out of his heart and healed him. 但是在弱失的经历里面，他就没了这个牢牢，没了这个苦劫，他有平安，有恩典。神可以这样做。昨晚我们看一个电影叫《天地孩儿》。And last night we saw the movie about the baby. 在这个电影里面，我看到那个教导呢，就都是一样是这样的意思。没我们经历过很多的痛苦呢，神可以是医治。And I saw the message of the movie last night is the same message, that even if we've been through different trials and tribulations, that God, in the end, is in control and can take away the pain. 可能呢，要经过很多年的才能看得到个结果，但是个终点呢，就看到神的医治。And maybe it will take many years before we start to understand, but at the end, we see the healing touch of God.约瑟呢，三十岁先至见到法老，仲有七年嘅丰收，系嗰三十七年医治佢嘅痛苦。And he was 30 when he saw the king, and then it's 7 years. And so 37 years. How many years did it take to heal that pain? 神唔会忘记你，神唔会忘记你嘅痛苦，神系要医治你。And God will not forget you.God wants to heal you because God loves you. Fung sao de chut nin. Yerk sat zau ho sai le. Mo mong ge san. Ni tai m sub yi zi. And look at verse 52. Ta kup chi zi he mang yu yi fat lin.就是使之昌盛的意思，因为他说神使我在受苦之地方昌盛，使我在受苦之地方昌盛。God has made me prosperous in the land of pain, in the land of adversity. 这个是一个很重要的原则。神使他受苦的地方，但在受苦的地方都是昌盛。埃及对约瑟是一个痛苦的地方，但神将这个痛苦的地方成为约瑟 的成功的地方。You know, he was in Egypt to Joseph was just a place of sorrow, slavery and prison, but God turned it into a place where he can be prosperous. 今天你所面对的地方，你是不是有一些很痛苦的地方？神是不是透过这些经历，透过这个地方扭住你成身，扭住你的态度，扭住你的思想，令到你能够在这个痛苦的一点都能够昌盛。 And maybe in your place of trouble and adversity today, God wants to change it. He wants to transform it. He wants to make you prosperous.In that place that you've had trouble and pain. Only God can do that. 你知道呢，俗语讲，弱不得不成器，弱不得不成器。In Chinese they say that if you don't cut the jade, it will not be beautiful.我们英文呢，就都知道珍珠的故事，大家都知道珍珠的故事。And maybe you know the story of the pearl. 那个珍珠怎么形成？ And how is a pearl developed? 喺个蚌壳里边有粒沙飞入嚟，佢就冇手冇脚，冇办法赶佢走，唯有咧喷啲液体冚住呢粒沙。个蚌里边，佢就一路经历到，一路经历到更加圆滑。个粒沙喺个蚌壳里边越嚟越大，越嚟越大，变咗当我哋攞出嚟喺个海里边，你揾到个珍珠系美丽。个珍珠就由痛苦而形成。And as the oyster, you know, he gets the sand in there, and you know, he then excretes the liquids, to, you know, to coat it. And the longer that thing of sand is in the oyster shell, the bigger that pearl gets. And he's coating it so it's not so rough on his body. But when you get that oyster out of the ocean and you take out that pearl, you find a beautiful pearl. Beauty developed out of pain.
好多时我哋嘅美丽系因为痛苦嚟形成嘅，所以约瑟喺呢个痛苦之地，神就系令到佢系昌盛美丽。今日你可唔可以睇到神喺你嘅生命里边，要成将你成为美丽昌盛
？Can you see how God's working in your life today to make you beautiful, to make you prosperous?弟兄姊妹，我今日分享系到呢个位置，但系我睇到神系摆约瑟喺度，七年完咗，跟住七年嘅饥荒嚟，下个星期我哋继续接住嚟睇。
And the 7 years of prosperity for Joseph, then turned into 7 years of famine. And next week we'll pick up the story there.
但你记得夜梦成真，预备救恩，惧怕的王神。更加爽，苦难不记，夺欲成器。
So just remember, dreams in prison, God's provision, Pharaoh's fright, God's delight, all toil forgotten, fruit isn't rotten.
神喺你生命透过呢啲痛苦，要使到你成为一个美丽，一个嘅生命。你唔一定升到王位。但是神在你生命一定做到祂的工作。
You may not be raised up to a king, but God will do his work in you.
神一定会完成在你里面的工作，一定做到底，你继续信祂的。
God will continue the work that he's begun in you. Trust in him and don't give up.
你坚持到底，让神完成祂在你生命里面的这个工作。
Believe in him and let God have his way.
嗱，如果你今日未信耶稣嘅，可能你觉得我哋所讲嘅系好难明。
And maybe if you don't believe in Jesus today, maybe you're having trouble understanding what we're saying.
我鼓励你俾机会耶稣。
I encourage you to give Jesus a chance.
因为耶稣系爱你，佢想留住你嘅生命，佢想改变你嘅生命，俾你经历到神嘅爱。
And God wants to change your life. Give him a chance. He can transform your life and you can experience his love in your heart.
Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们在当中听到约瑟的故事，知道他在这个经历的里面，有神你很奇妙在背后呢，为他预备这么多东西。你将咁多唔同佢冇办法控制嘅事配合起嚟嘅，俾佢可以脱离监狱，又可以升到王位。神啊，但系我哋知道呢个故事未完，你仲有更加大嘅恩典要俾约瑟，所以我哋靠你主喺我哋自己嘅生命里边，让我哋能够相信你，依靠你。因为我们相信你一样要在你的生命里面是做你奇妙的工作，所以主，我求你今天给我们这个信心，求你今天给我们这个肯定，特别有些未认识你主耶稣，我求你今天让他可以肯定耶稣你有这个能力，你是可以做得到。我们多谢主你，多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求。
如果你未认识耶稣，但你是觉得约瑟这个经历是令到你有兴趣，鼓励你完了之后都愿意跟你谈一下。
俾你有機會可以相信耶穌，同埋將時間交翻俾主席。